This is Android Buffet, episode number 156, not recorded live, on July 15th, 2013, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. It's your fault, Jerry. You were talking about that, and you made me think about that song. So I played the wrong one.
What song did you play?
It's A Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow.
Oh.
Which is the theme song of the Carousel of Progress at Walt Disney World.
Which we were talking about because I am going to Disney World this weekend.
Yes, and I don't understand.
To celebrate my daughter's birthday.
But you told me you've never been to the Carousel of Progress.
I have not.
Why not? It's a wonderful ride.
Because I normally go with my 7-year-old daughter, and what she wants to do is collect autographs from princesses.
Okay.
And, you know, that's why we go, is to make her happy, so we do what she wants to do.
Okay, so you don't get to see any of the classic rides?
No, I haven't on Space Mountain.
I don't know why, Jerry, but you seem to be breaking up.
I'm sorry.
I apologize.
I had some bandwidth issues today.
Okay, because the computer that brings you in seems to be working perfectly, whereas the stream is unfortunately off tonight. I apologize to anybody who would have been listening to the stream. I will try to get it fixed. Although next week I was thinking of being out of town, which means I'd have to break out the pie, which I know Jerry hates. I know you're anti-pie, Jerry.
I am anti-pie.
It works.
So you say.
Okay. I got it fixed. It just needed extra power. Literally. No, I found out that when you tried to put it on a shared USB charger, it wouldn't work. But what about all the other classic rides? What about It's a Small World? No?
Nope. Teacups?
Pirates of the Caribbean? You know, yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. No?
Nope. Although we do the, there's a site where they do like a live show in Captain Jack Sparrow that we like to watch.
How about the World Showcase?
That would be an Epcot thing?
Yes.
Nope, never been to Epcot. Although we're going to Epcot this weekend.
Okay, you should go to Epcot. You can visit the Canada Pavilion. They have a great video showing all the wonders of Canada. What?
Nothing.
You find Canada funny?
I do.
Okay. You have to experience some of the secret hidden wonders of the Walt Disney World and associated theme park area. It seems like you've limited yourself to a small percentage of what Disney has to offer.
I have.
Yes. Have you? How many hidden Mickeys have you spotted?
I didn't know there were hidden Mickeys.
They're everywhere.
Ah.
They're hidden. You know, last time I was at Walt Disney World, I wanted to go on a behind-the-scenes tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they would show you? They'd show you the waste processing plant. They'd take you through some utilidors. They'd show you the assembly parade grounds. I sense a lack of excitement here, Jerry.
Well,
you're not a behind-the-scenes type person, I guess.
Well, I mean, I'm sure we'll get there. It's turning into a yearly thing.
So eventually,
for my daughter's birthday, I mean, as she grows and her interests, you know, grow beyond princess signatures, then we'll see.
Oh, by the way, the Little Mermaid ride, the new one, not good.
Why?
There's nothing to it. I went to see it. I was expecting to be entertained. I might as well just popped in a DVD of a movie. The only difference is that you wouldn't get stuck inside the movie, and I got stuck inside that ride.
Oh.
Anyway, moving along. Why don't we talk about what's been going on lately?
Yeah, let's do that. Because my life's kind of boring.
My life is boring, too. I'm thinking of getting a new one.
You can, trade them in?
I hope so, but no one's made me an offer.
Not like that dude that sold his soul for $40?
I wouldn't do that. Although, when I was a kid, I did purchase 2 shares in The World to Come from 2 of my classmates. Unfortunately, I'm not sure if I can collect. I'd feel guilty. Maybe they wouldn't. They got a buck out of it. I'm moving along. There was a great article, The 6 Worst Google Reader Alternatives.
It was funny.
Yes, such as Time to Bring Back the Telegraph.
And hiring an intern.
Oh, that's an easy one. You know, there is one very simple Google Reader alternative that our listeners can do every week.
Asking a random stranger if their favorite website was updated?
No, all they have to do is listen to this podcast.
Ah.
We'll tell them what they need to know. We're just like Google Reader, except we're not.
And there's no, reading.
We're Google Listener.
Okay. Except Google Listen was not good.
I didn't say listen. I said listener.
Maybe we're Google Talker, and our listeners are Google Listeners.
I loved Google Talk. They killed it in favor of Hangouts, which seems nice, but doesn't have all the features I liked. Oh, well. Skype will kill its desktop API by the end of 2013.
That makes me sad.
Yeah.
Because that means I'm going to have to actually, I suspect it means I'm going to have to actually use the Skype application when we record our podcast.
Well, I could go and try Mumble again, but that annoyed people so much last time, I've been a bit reluctant.
I understand.
Yeah, well, considering I now have to figure out why the streaming system isn't working, maybe at some point I'll work on the receiving Jerry system. Well, they're two separate systems. Maybe it's time to make some repairs. Maybe it's time to upgrade to Fedora 19. Moving along, Sprint unveils a new unlimited plan. It guarantees unlimited for life, but not how fast that unlimited is or how much it will cost.
Yep.
I do want to be fair.
The part that worries me is, does that mean that my unlimited is not guaranteed if I'm not on that
plan? I'm guessing not, but we have no confirmation of
such. Because right now I pay $180 a month for 3 lines, which is 1,500 minutes and unlimited everything else.
Okay.
And when you're on Sprint, I don't know if Verizon does the same thing, but if I call a cell phone, then it doesn't count against my minutes, regardless of the time. And if I call in between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m., then those minutes don't count. So it's 1,500 minutes to a landline from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And I pay $180 a month for that. For $210, that would go, or I'm sorry, I pay $160 a month for that. For $210, it would be unlimited everything.
Do you need unlimited everything?
No.
And again, it is only guaranteed that you will not be limited, no guarantee that you will not be throttled or charged.
What do you mean charged?
That they might increase your price. So you have a guarantee for life that you will have unlimited. However, they don't say how much it will cost. There's no guarantee.
I think any lifetime guarantee of price would be kind of unreasonable.
Yeah, I'm just pointing out that anybody who thinks that this guarantee would lock in their price forever should be aware that it will not.
Yeah, should be aware that it doesn't say price lock-in.
It also doesn't say that they won't throttle you. So it could be after 1 gigabyte they slow down your speed to a crawl. I don't know how you'd notice on Sprint, but...
I would.
I'm sorry, it was a bad attempt at humor.
You know, although... okay, so you know my wife went to New York.
You mentioned that to me.
She said that while she was in New York, her connections were awesome. But... Yeah, excuse me. But while she was in New Jersey, it was absolutely horrid.
Where's Murph when you need him?
Well,
to defend the state of New Jersey, because you know I won't.
Well, and she was in a pretty small town in New Jersey, too.
There are a few of those. But that's the thing. Traditionally, cellular service is better in larger urban areas than it is in rural areas. That's no surprise. Yeah. Moving past Sprint, T-Mobile unveiled its Jump plan, which offers a combination of handset insurance and the opportunity to return your phone twice a year and buy a new device on their installment plan for $10 a month.
Wow.
See, I keep being tempted by Sprint because I like what they're trying to do, which is change up the model. If not for the fact there was a giant hole where my grandparents' house would be, in terms of their coverage, then I would certainly consider it. I have to think of the family.
Well, I like what T-Mobile's trying to do. I mean, T-Mobile has always been fairly advanced when it comes to plans and such.
Yeah, but they are doing...
The network just sucks.
But they've been doing a major network push. You know, they merged with Metro PCS. They're taking that spectrum. They're doing an aggressive LTE rollout. They're doing an LTE rollout with improved antenna functionality.
That would be nice. Metro PCS has got a fairly nice signal in Jacksonville.
Oh, they're killing the CDMA signal in favor of a LTE signal. So Metro PCS will become an MVNO.
A who?
An MVNO of T-Mobile. No more CDMA.
What's that?
All GSM.
Okay, what's MVNO?
Mobile Virtual Network Operator, like Ting is on Sprint.
Ah, okay.
So they'll become a brand on top of the T-Mobile network, and their CDMA network will be shut down. They're being very aggressive about that.
Sweet.
In other sad news, the inventor of Twister has passed away at age 82. That would be Mr. Foley. Twister debuted in 1966, but Foley also held 97 other patents, apparently, including an adhesive.
That's impressive.
Yes. I like to show tribute to inventors. They're great people. Social bookmarking for introverts site Pinboard celebrated 4 years. Yay, Pinboard.
Social for introverts.
Yes.
That's funny.
It's a very nice site. It's run by a guy named Masej Wazlowski, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, which I probably aren't. The idea of the site is it was created when Delicious was very popular for bookmarking. And the idea was that you didn't necessarily want to bookmark for other people. You wanted to bookmark for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that was how social bookmarking for introverts was born. And
so is that even necessary with Chrome's bookmark syncing?
Well, this is more bookmark archiving. Syncing is, you know, how many bookmarks do you want to have in your browser as opposed to having a searchable archive of stuff that you were interested in that you could look through for old articles?
Does it actually archive the page or just the link?
It archives the link. Archiving the page is an extra $25 a year. I pay to archive the page. If you look at the statistics, you can actually see how many bookmarks are archived. Let's see here. Oh, yes. 76 million bookmarks.
Wow.
178 million tags. 23,000 active users. 8.8 terabytes archived. Only 12 hours of downtime in 2013. And 48 million unique URLs.
Wow.
I like
The ratio between unique to total is kind of interesting.
Isn't it?
I would have expected much more duplication than that.
But you should actually see how unique some of these things are. Anytime I bookmark something in Pinboard and I do have an account, it will tell me how many other people, without necessarily telling me who those people are, which I probably could find out, it will tell me how many other people have also bookmarked the same interesting story. And more often than not, other people have not.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah.
Anything for introverts I like.
Well, for me, since I do this show and I do other things, I like being able to search through any story that I thought was interesting and just keep it on ice. Apple and Amazon have stopped fighting over who gets to use the name App Store.
They have.
Yeah, apparently they finally settled. Apparently Apple has agreed that App Store is a generic term that does not necessarily refer to the Apple App Store. It refers to any store where apps are sold.
Alrighty.
Does that shock you?
Yes.
Well, it took them a while, didn't it?
It did. This story is originally, what, 3 years old? Something like that?
Three or four, I think. But we've been mentioning it for a while. The Economic Development Administration, which is an agency in the Department of Commerce that promotes economic development in regions of the U.S. suffering slow growth, low employment, and other economic positions, apparently destroyed $170,000 worth of PCs, printers, keyboards, cameras, and mice in order to kill 6 instances of malware. And the total cost to the taxpayer was $2.7 million, $823,000 to a security contractor for investigation and advice, $1,061,000 for the acquisition of temporary infrastructure requisitioned from the Census Bureau, $4,300 to destroy 170,500 IT equipment, and $688,000 paid to contractors to assist in development of a long-term response.
That's ridiculous.
Yes.
There's a virus. Kill the mouse.
No, there are 6 pieces of malware that were cleaned almost immediately. So their solution was to physically destroy the computers, but also printers, cameras, keyboards, and mice. And it only stopped sparing $3 million worth of equipment because they ran out of money to pay for destroying the rest of it.
It's ridiculous.
Your tax dollars at work. Don't you feel better?
No.
No. Want to move to Canada?
No. I've been there.
Yeah, they have a pavilion at Epcot.
It's too snowy.
Not the pavilion at Epcot.
The real Canada is. You know me, man. I don't like cold.
You should visit the fake Canada. It's just as fun and much closer. So here was a poll that was being conducted. Do you believe that a micro SD slot is still necessary on your smartphone?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, because some people think it is not, including Google, apparently.
Yes.
Okay.
I disagree.
I'd like to hear what people who listen to the show think.
And what's the, are there any results from the poll? Let's see. What are the current results?
You can read them.
Okay. 42% say always. Okay. The question is, when is a micro SD card slot necessary on a smartphone? 42% say always. I will never give up expandable storage as long as someone provides it. 21% say when there's less than 32 gig of internal storage. 16% require 16 gig of internal storage. 11% don't want a micro SD at all. And 10% say when there's less than 64 gig of internal storage, a SD card is necessary.
Okay.
I like it. 42% say give me an SD slot.
Give me choice. Choice is freedom. Speaking of choice, or lack thereof, the distribution charts for Android have been updated. Jelly Bean is now at
37.9. Yay!
ICS is at 23.3.
Ooh.
And Jelly Bean is at, Gingerbread is at 34.1.
Ooh. I'm happy to see Eclair is, like, almost gone. Well, which is probably,
These things take time.
But apparently Donut is still out there.
You can't kill anything, Jerry. There are people still running Windows 3.1, I'm sure, somewhere.
There are people that still run IE6.
Did I ever tell you that my place of business ran Windows NT until 2007?
No.
My place of business ran Windows NT until 2007.
Wow.
Don't get me started, but I'm not in the IT department, so fortunately for me. Here's another question. Will Google be killing Google Voice now that it has added voice calling to Hangouts?
Sadly, I believe it will.
Well, basically, this is the question. You probably are somewhere where I'm thinking. They're going to take text messaging integration and keep it in Hangouts. They're going to take voice calling and put it in Hangouts. And I think what will die is the idea of voicemail and a second phone number. So essentially what Google Voice has been. So they'll get rid of the ability to have another phone number and the ability to have voicemail.
But when will they support multimedia messaging?
Never. It will not be supported. I think that their function as a phone is going to die. I think that the service is going to be stripped apart. Pieces of it will be put into Hangouts, and everything else will be put out to pasture.
So what's going to happen to my Sprint phone number, which is a Google Voice number?
It'll just go back to Sprint. So what we need is another third-party, for-profit provider who wishes to unveil a similar pay service to Google Voice, the same way that Reader dying spawned a bunch of competitors of varying utility.
You know, I would be happy to pay Google for my Google Voice.
Google's not in that business. Google is not in the business of providing services for which people pay. Do you know why?
Because they're an advertising company.
I was going to go with because if they provided those services, they'd have to actually support them.
Ah.
And they don't do support. It's read the wiki.
Yeah.
Join the user group. Anybody who could actually solve your problem will not listen. But hope that there's another user out there who's figured out how to solve your problem without Google doing anything. As much as I love Google, I've soured on certain areas of their business model. One of them being the fact that they don't want to communicate with their users, at least in real time, for money. Google's killing Latitude on August 9th. Did you ever use Latitude?
I did momentarily.
You don't go anywhere, Jerry.
No, but it was for when my parents were coming across the States. We used it so I could tell where they were.
Yeah, Dan Fry, when he came and we drove up to Nelf, let me monitor his progress on Latitude. I think that's the only time I really used it extensively. Moving along, Dropbox introduced a new data store API at its developer conference, which enables raw structured data to be synced inside Dropbox across multiple devices.
Wow.
I want to see what people build on top of this.
That could be awesome.
Yeah, by itself, it's not necessarily exciting. It's a data store. But once you start seeing people integrating it into their apps, it could be very interesting.
Yes.
Because every platform has Dropbox, should you choose to have it.
I like it. I think it would be cool.
Well, you should integrate it into your app.
I don't really develop any apps anymore.
I'm sorry. I never got my copy of my soundboard, I'd like to point out.
Okay.
I'm sure it's not ICS compatible anyway. No comment?
Nope.
Okay. Android Studio, which is the Android developer studio that they were talking about at Google I.O., has been updated to version 0.20. Jerry?
Yes.
I get the impression that you're not feeling the banter this evening.
No, not really.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Do you want me
It's
to
not
say?
your fault.
Do you want me to try to say something that will enrage you so we can have a frantic and angry debate?
Not so much, no.
Okay. I can't think of anything anyway. Audible has updated their app with a new UI and improved performance. So if you're an Audible user, you can try out their new app.
Nice.
Desktop Notifications, which is an app that displays Android notifications on your computer using a browser plugin. Now, this is one of those apps that uses the accessibility functions of a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we were talking that 4.3 might have a more official way to do this?
Yes.
I'm interested to see that. But I wanted to mention, should you want that sort of thing right now, you can essentially get desktop notifications of your Android notifications using an app and a plugin. Wonderground, which would be the Weather Underground people, apparently released WonderMap for Android tablets, which is a radar-centric weather app. Have you seen this, Jerry?
No, but it sounds awesome.
Yeah, I have it installed here on my, since I happen to have a tablet sitting here. So let's see what the weather is here in New York. Welcome to Wonder Map. Slide to begin.
There is just no excuse. There's just no substitute for seeing the radar, you know?
Yeah, and I know a lot of people love radar. So I can see satellite, hurricanes, severe weather, active fires, fire risk. I can see some webcams. Let me just close this ad asking whether or not I'm happy in my retirement. Currently 85 degrees here in New York. We have a heat advisory in effect till 6 p.m. Wednesday. So let's move down the coast to Jacksonville. It is currently 78 in Jacksonville. And if I click on this map, what I can see is a webcam in Greenland Park. Where's Greenland Park, Jerry?
I don't know.
It's somewhere in the Jacksonville area, according to this.
Greenland Park?
That's one of these webcams. I think I'll take the webcams off and just look at the radar. There's a fire risk warning somewhere. Let's see what happens when I click on. Let's zoom in on Jacksonville. I'm zooming.
Zooming?
Yeah, that's southwest Jacksonville.
That would be the Orange Park area.
Northwest Jacksonville and Jacksonville. Greater Arlington.
That would be me.
Okay, Greater Arlington, 82 degrees Fahrenheit. Feels like 88. Wind, 7 miles per hour from the east. Humidity, 76. Forecast, Monday night, partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm.
Yeah, welcome to Florida in the summer. That's pretty much how it goes.
Well, you should see our forecast. Not any more favorable. We have a heat advisory.
No, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms is not bad weather. It means that it's kind of cloudy. We'll get some showers. And that's it. It's mostly sunny. And in the afternoon, or maybe a couple times during the night, some water will fall from the skies and cool things off a little bit. It's cool.
Okay, we have a heat advisory. Till 6 p.m. Wednesday, the National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for the five boroughs. Hazards, combination of high levels of heat and humidity. Sunstroke, muscle cramps, and or heat exhaustion is possible. High humidity is expected to combine with hot temperatures to make it feel like it is at least 95 degrees for two consecutive days, or 100 to 104 degrees for any length of time. Drink plenty of fluid, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. New York residents should call 311 or visit nyc.gov/OEM to identify cooling center locations and to obtain Beat the Heat safety tips. Nice app. There's only one thing I have to ask. This is an Android show. Why am I doing the weather forecast?
Because squirrel.
Okay. And now back to you in the newsroom. Isn't that what they say when they're done with the weather?
Something like that.
Okay. Opera browser has been updated with a faster startup, video downloads, and it is now Chromium-based. I think I'll wait for the version after they've gotten used to being Chromium-based. I went back to Dolphin.
I wonder if that means you get the Chrome speed with the Opera security features.
I don't know. Why don't you give it a shot? You can always uninstall it if you don't like it.
Opera scares me.
Well, I went back to Dolphin. Dolphin doesn't scare me. The Google Maps design that was previewed at I.O. has been released in a rolling release. And shortly after they issued that release, in response to complaints, they brought back the Maps button for offline maps. Have you tried out the new maps, Jerry?
If I did, I didn't notice it. It looked like the same old maps to me.
Well, I want to navigate somewhere and try out the new features that have been noted in navigation, but I have nowhere to go. Maybe I should navigate to somewhere I know how to go to. Maybe I'll navigate to work. just to see how it works. Pretend I don't know how to go there. In a quarter mile, turn right on Route 5. Your destination...
Okay. What? Okay, good luck with that.
Okay, the last time that I listened to Google Maps on a route that I knew, I ended up on a dirt road.
Going the wrong way?
No, I was going the right way. I was going the right way. It was just on a dirt road. Anyway, moving along. Libmon, a VoIP app made by Orange, which is a UK service provider, is now available in the United States. You can talk for free to other Libons.
What's a Libon?
People who use Libon.
That's funny.
In-flight flight simulator has been released. It's a $5 flight simulator, which looks very nice. It would probably be nicer if they didn't want you to buy every single add-on. You know how it is. You want to fly this plane. Oh, that's another $5. You want to fly out of Jacksonville. That's $2.99. There's an airport that you want to simulate that isn't on our list. Hit this request button, and we'll tell you how much it would cost to run that for you.
That's sad.
I figured the free pack would be interesting enough. It seemed like something fun to play with. Skype for Android brought back the sign-out button.
Well, was it?
What?
Fun to play with.
Oh, I haven't had a chance yet. I don't know how to fly a plane. Really? I have to read the instructions.
Okay.
Why would I know how to fly a plane? I'm afraid of heights.
Are you seriously?
That I'm afraid of heights?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not terrified of heights. Have you ever been on one of those buildings where they have the open catwalk? Where you walk along the outside of the building and there's a big railing and you can see that you're 8 to 20 stories from the ground?
Mm-hmm.
I always hug the wall.
Oh.
I'm not talking about literally hugging it. I do not like standing near the railing and realizing how far it is from me to the ground.
Okay, I'll so buy that.
I'm not terrified of heights, but I do not like being next to them. That's why I didn't go on the London Eye. I don't like the idea of being suspended in a Lucite box above London. Sorry, made me nervous. I saw the video, though. That was scary enough. Yahoo Mail has been updated to version 2.6, and it adds Dropbox integration. And more. More is exciting.
Why is more exciting?
Because it's more exciting than not more.
So what are the what's the more?
More than
four. How can it be exciting? Is it exciting because it's the unknown?
The unknown is always exciting. Don't you remember what they said on Star Trek?
No.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. It's 5-year mission. You've never heard this before?
Yeah.
Yes, you've never heard this before?
I've heard it before.
Okay, Yahoo Mail for Android now supports business mail accounts, which is their version of Google Apps for Business. Improved UI, stability and performance, and it's compatible with almost every Android device and includes both tablet and smartphone views. Does that answer your question?
Yep.
Newegg was updated. It now adds a personalized home screen and push notification and price alerts for certain products. So if you want to keep an eye on a product, your phone will tell you when that product has some news. Like maybe you're waiting for a sale. Maybe you're saying, I'll buy that hard drive as soon as it drops below $130.
No.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And Bacon Reader was updated. It now has a tablet UI. Bacon Reader is a popular Reddit client.
Yep. I'm a Alien Blue user myself.
Okay. Have they updated lately?
They kind of update semi-regularly, although it already does everything I want, so...
Well, this is just a UI improvement. I think the Bacon Reader did mostly what people wanted, just like, you know, so I think it's a feature-complete client. I think this was just more of a UI improvement. Anyway.
Anyway.
So...
I'm going to have to check out Bacon Reader.
You should. It's very nice. That's what I used to, on the tablet.
Bacon Reader was the first Reddit app that I ever used.
But you switched.
I switched.
You left the Bacon.
Actually, I think on my phone, what do I use on my Android? Reddit is fine. That's what I use on my cell phone.
Is it?
Yep.
Fun.
I like it.
Okay. So other than that, I'm still trying to decide if I want to sell my TF-101. But nobody's offered to buy it, so it probably makes it easier to not sell it if no one wants it.
Sure enough.
But if anybody's interested. I don't know. I just don't use it often enough. You know what I was doing today? Because I was too lazy to bring anything else. I was sitting down the street from my place of business, and I had my Galaxy S3 and a miniature Bluetooth keyboard. So I was essentially typing a long email on a keyboard connected up to a cell phone. That just seems weird to me. Does that seem weird to you, Jerry?
Nope.
Okay.
Typing on cell phones is awful.
Yeah, but usually
people... And you know what I learned today?
What?
The keyboard on iPhone devices is horrible.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. One of the problems is it's not customizable. So you can't make the keyboard adapt to you. You have to adapt to the keyboard.
Well, yeah, it's just,
But on-screen keyboards are good for tapping out quick messages. But you remember, I think it was a week or two ago, that I had mentioned that I had been looking at a program called Draft.
Yes.
Which was this basic text-based editor that included a markdown option. So I was typing out this long text file.
Markdown is good.
Yeah. And that syncs to Dropbox, by the way. So essentially, I can write out my thoughts and sync them up to my computer. Although maybe next time I'll opt for the full size instead of the mini keyboard. You remember that keyboard. That was the one I used to use with the Nook Color.
Yep, I remember it.
I still have it, so I hooked it up to my phone. It was fun. I sat there nursing a cold beverage, looking out a beautiful window on a not air-conditioned parking lot. And then afterwards, I went to work. Well, gotta go to work. You know what I have to do tomorrow, Jerry?
Work?
Yeah. Although I am thinking, this is what I was mentioning earlier, I am thinking of taking a trip. I'm thinking next Monday maybe I will go up and visit my grandparents' place since they've been out of town. Maybe I'll spend the weekend in the country. So maybe I'll do the podcast from there next week. So I'll pack up my portable studio. Remember my portable studio?
I do.
Not the big one, the little one. Actually, I could bring the big one. I have a car. I'm not trying to fly on a plane, am I? Cars are bigger.
Well, you normally get more storage space.
Yeah, also I left some stuff up there from last time. I think I left the mixer that I brought to Charlotte. I don't really need that for a podcast, but, you know, it's always nice to play with. Build a big studio. Maybe in the basement. Now I'm talking to myself. Why am I doing that, Jerry? You're here.
I have no idea.
I think I'm just overworked. Maybe it's good I go to the country.
Yes.
So next week, I've decided that if my employer tells me that I don't have to come to the office, I'm going to work from the country. I've already asked. I'm going to lock myself in the woods and still do my job. Of course, the last time I did that, I got a speeding ticket in the middle of nowhere, but that's a whole other story.
That's funny.
Yeah, nothing like being pulled over by the Sullivan County Sheriff. But I got to take that fun, online defensive driving course. This is the first time I'd taken one of those online, because there's nothing like sitting around at 2 in the morning learning how you shouldn't drink, which would really be effective if I drunk.
Drank.
If I drank, then I'd be drunk.
Sometimes.
But they showed me a lovely movie. You know, it was about... this guy who was about to go off to college, and he had a celebratory party with his best friend and his girlfriend, and they went off driving in a car to take them home, and he ended up killing his best friend.
Well, that's morbid.
Yeah, I'm sure it scared me from drinking and driving, but I wasn't going to drink and drive, so I hope it scared somebody else who actually drinks into acting more responsibly. But for me, I just answered the questions and gave them my $25 and got my insurance reduction. Anyway, that aside, it's been a long few days for me, and I know we've been a bit off lately, Jerry.
We have.
I think we're both suffering from life. I think
it's a big case. I blame it on June.
It's July.
Yes, I know, but June was a rough month for me.
Me too.
I'm still haven't quite recovered from it.
I understand. I've been very stressed lately myself. I was so relaxed when I came back from my vacation, and it's just been downhill ever since. You know, I just got called for jury duty. What's so funny?
So did I.
Really?
Well, I had to do the questionnaire. I haven't heard anything back from.
On August 2nd, I am a telephone standby juror. That means that I call up, and if they tell me to, I show up the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Should be fun. Fun being relative.
So you think we should call it a night and try and get some rest?
Yeah, I hope that, I think we've been on a bit of a downward slant. I think we're still being entertaining, but I don't think that we're reaching the stride that we once did. Nope. So I will wrap up the show, and I hope that next week, one, I will figure out why the stream isn't working, or if I'm remote, I will figure out what the stream is working before I bring this equipment back online, but I'll have my
backup. You think maybe we should take a week off?
I feel bad for people if we took a week off.
Yeah, me too. I just,
Do we want to take a week
off? I kind of agree. I feel like we've kind of lost our groove.
Do you want to take a week off and maybe we could put on a recording? The best of Jerry and Guru? Actually, no. Then I'd have to write one.
Huh. No, let's get some rest this week and see how we feel next week.
Okay. Also, we had some technical difficulties with the MP3 stream, and some people did not get the episode in a timely fashion. I'm going to make sure that it gets done this time. I don't know why, but it kept erasing my work. I would save it, and it would say uploaded, and then it would say it wasn't. So we'll figure that out also. I just need some time to fix some of the technical problems. Anyway, that brings us to the end of the show. If you have any suggestions about how we can inject a jolt of adrenaline into the show, because I know lately we've been a bit off, other than possibly taking a vacation for a week or so, then we'd love to hear it. Our email is podcast@enteratbuffet.com. You can, of course, call us 2012-WENICA. You can leave a message on our Facebook page. You can leave a message on our Google Plus page, assuming Kevin McLaughlin tells me what it is, because I don't check it that often. You can tweet us at @enteratbuffet. Did I cover every method of contacting us, Jerry?
I think so.
Okay. We are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Normally, I would tell you about some other show on the Tech Podcast Network that I'd never listened to and or watched that sounds halfway interesting. But I'm feeling lazy, so go do that yourself. It's techpodcast.com. Huh. I'm allowed to feel lazy.
That was funny, dude.
Yeah. And anything else going on, Jerry, that you want to comment on before we leave? Oh, yes. Have a nice time at Walt Disney World.
Thank you.
I hear it's the happiest place on Earth.
Well, it was almost going to be a disaster. I was trying to get our... Okay, so every year we go down there, and we have a... Inside Cinderella's castle, there's a restaurant called Cinderella's Table. We have dinner there, and Christina really enjoys it, you know, getting signatures and meeting all the princesses and blah, blah, blah. Well, we're going to be down there for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
And there were absolutely no spots available at all, period.
Wow.
They're just booked full.
Don't you have to book in advance?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. Like, but they were already booked.
But you know where you're going every year.
Yeah.
Couldn't you have done it 365 days in advance?
I could have, but guess what? I didn't.
Well, you know, you could try. There's a new theme restaurant in the new Fantasyland. It's Beauty and the Beast themed.
I'll have to check that out because Belle is my favorite princess. But
before you ask, by the way, my brother has small kids. Okay. Why I know all this. That was what I was saying, if you're wondering why I know.
I called back a little bit later trying to figure something out, and apparently there's a restaurant in one of the resorts right on the monorail. It's called 1900 Park Fair is the name of the restaurant.
Okay.
Which is like Cinderella's second hangout, but except for in this one, Cinderella and Prince Charming hang out, and Prince Charming likes to have dances with birthday girls. And since she's going to be a birthday girl, then she may get to dance with Charming. So it may be even more awesome than it would have been at Cinderella's Table, which is just awesome.
Okay.
And I have to give complete shout outs and props to Foster, who was the lady that was at the reservation place, who actually listened to the problem I was trying to solve and tried to help me solve the problem that I was having, not just try and comply with the specific request I was making. You know, my request being... I want a reservation for Cinderella's Table. She actually came up with a solution to the actual problem, and I really appreciate that.
And that is the best thing about service people, when they can come up with a solution to try to help you, even if they can't give you what you want.
Mm-hmm. So definite props to Foster at the Disney Resort Center reservation area.
You think she can get me the behind-the-scenes tour? I've always wanted to do that.
I don't know, dude, but she completely saved the weekend, and I'm so appreciative of her.
Get me her phone number.
1407 WW style.
Oh, I didn't have any luck with those people. I want to see a real. I want to see a real Utilidor. Never mind. I've seen Disney. I have been to Disney. I want to see Under Disney. I want to see. They have a tour where they say that you can see the waste processing facility. Where you can go through a Utilidor that would only normally be used by park personnel, where they will point out dozens of hidden Mickeys. Didn't you read the guidebook?
Nope.
Okay. Anyway, I guess that brings us to the end of our show. And next week, I will attempt to be caffeinated. Heavily so. If we do a show. I will do so from the woods, I hope. I really need to get out of town, Jerry.
That's what my wife was telling me. She says, after this weekend, I need to take the truck and just go somewhere for 3 days and recharge.
Well, my problem is I have to bring my work with me. In order to go away for 3 days, I have to bring my work with me for at least one day.
Sure.
So I'm trying for a 4-day weekend.
To me, my work can be done anywhere
My work can be done anywhere as long as I have a good internet connection and I bring a whole computer along.
Sure, but work. Extremely lucky. We have jobs like that. You know, most people have to show up at an office.
Well, I do too. That's why I have to sort of arrange it. I have two jobs. Two in the sense I have one job, but there are two parts of my job. One requires me to meet with people in person, and one requires me to just do work that involves a computer and a phone. The phone being in case somebody wants me to do something with a computer and doesn't want to send me an email. For some reason, people don't read their emails. Go figure. Anyway, so basically, what I have to do is make sure that all of my in-person responsibilities are taken care of, and then I can work at home for a string of days.
Sweet.
And if I can work at home, I can work in the middle of nowhere in the country.
Yep.
Yep. Bye now.
Bye, folks.